We take you now to the stage of the Chicago Theater in Chicago, where Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy, present Dr. IQ, the Mental Thinker.
Presenting Dr. IQ. Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way, America's most enjoyable candy bar, bring you 30 minutes of fun with your genial master of wit and information, Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. We hope you will enjoy this program tonight, and we know you will always enjoy the taste of a Milky Way. Have you discovered yet how cooling and enjoyable a Milky Way is when it has just been freshly chilled in the refrigerator? You'll be surprised what a delightful experience it is in the middle of a hot summer day to open the refrigerator and take out a chilled Milky Way. With the first bite, the crisp milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the chilled center of chocolate nougat, flavored with real malted milk, blend into that cool, delightful taste you will find only in a Milky Way. And what's more, you will find every bite just as enjoyable, right down to the last delightful taste that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. And now here is that wise man with a friendly smile, that man with tonight's questions and cash for your correct answers, Dr. IQ.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My assistants with portable microphones are scattered throughout the audience. Now, those in the theater who volunteer to answer questions are handed a portable microphone and remain in their seats while answering my questions. Allow me first to introduce my assistants. Donald Dowd on my right downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Gene Rouse in the center aisle.
Thank you, Doctor.
Lynn Brandt on my left downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Norm Barry on my right upstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
And Bob Brown on my left upstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, Donald Dowd, our first contestant of the evening, please.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
$6 for the correct answer to this one. The former capital of China was named Peking. Now, Peking is a name not used anymore. By what name is this city now known? No coaching, please. 10 seconds.
I'm sorry, Doctor, I don't know.
Peking. However, give that lady a box of 24 bars of chocolate Milky Way and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater, Daughters Courageous. Gene Rouse in the center aisle.
Yes, Doctor, I have a gentleman here.
$7 for this one, sir. Mexico, our nearest neighbor to the south, touches 3 of our states besides Texas. $7 if you name all 3. No coaching, Dawson.
California.
California's 1.
New Mexico.
That's 2. Go right ahead now. You have it on the tip of your tongue, just like a Milky Way. 10 seconds, sir. I'm sorry, it's Arizona. However, give that gentleman a box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Lynn Brandt, please.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
$11 for this one, please. If you have looked closely at the coat of arms of the United States, you will have noticed in the talons of the eagle on one side an olive branch, and on the other a bunch of arrows. Now, just what do the arrows and the olive branch signify?
The olive branch signifies peace.
That's correct. And the arrows?
The arrows should signify war.
That is absolutely worth 11 silver dollars to that lady.
May I have your name and address, please?
Annetta Ruby, 3351 Balmoral.
Thank
Here's
you.
Here's your $11.
Congratulations, is our first one of the evening. All right, Norm Barry.
Yes, Doctor. I have a gentleman here.
I wonder if this gentleman could tell me, and now $21 for this one, sir. In regard to clothing, what is the difference between a doublet and a singlet?
Well, a doublet is a garment.
What type would you say, sir?
With a belt.
You mean a coat, in other words. I think you have it correctly. Is that right, sir? And how about that singlet? A singlet. A doublet is a close-fitting jacket. We'll give you the benefit on that one. And a singlet.
Well, I'm afraid I can't answer that.
A singlet is an undershirt or a jersey. However, give that gentleman 2 tickets to next week's production, Daughters Courageous, here at the Chicago Theater, in a box of Milky Ways. Bob Brown.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
I wonder if this lady could tell me for $7 silver and no coaching, please, would you read, eat, ride, or sing a brochure? Would you read, eat, ride, or sing a brochure?
You would sing.
I beg your pardon?
Sing.
I'm sorry, you'd read it. You see, it's a pamphlet or a catalog. However, give the lady a box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Donald Dowd.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
$6 for this one, sir, in 10 seconds. If Philadelphia is not the capital of Pennsylvania, then what is the capital?
Harrisburg.
$6 to that gentleman. There we are.
Raymond A. Clamp, 61 East Oak Street.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations. All right, Gene Rouse.
Yes, Doctor, I have a lady.
I wonder if this lady could describe for $5 silver the color of a bay, B-A-Y, horse. A bay horse.
Light tan.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's reddish brown. However, give the lady a box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Lynn Brandt.
And here is a gentleman, Doctor.
I am going to describe, sir, a well-known personality a few clues at a time. If you identify him correctly after the first clue is given, you will receive $25. The longer it takes you to identify him, the less your reward. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, I do.
Number one, $25. He was born December 30th, 1873, at 174 South Street on the waterfront in New York City.
Alfred Smith.
Alfred Smith is correct.
Very good. Very, very good. May I have your name and address?
Edward Schulteis, 4100 Keystone Avenue.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations. You are the second in our series to take our biographical on the first clue. All right, Norm Barry, please.
Doctor, I have a lady here.
$23 for this one, please. Howland, Baker, Jarvis have what in common? No coaching now, please.
Would you please repeat?
Yes, I'll be very happy to. Howland, Baker, and Jarvis have what in common? Now, go ahead.
I'm afraid I don't know.
Oh, they're all islands claimed by the United States by reason of discovery during the last century. Give the lady 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater, Daughters Courageous, and a box of Milky Ways. Bob Brown.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
$7 for this one, sir, in 5 seconds. In what harbor did the sinking of the Maine take place? No coaching now.
Havana,
Cuba, $7 to that gentleman. Here we go.
Your name and address, please.
Jesse Gibbons, Rockford, Illinois.
Thank you, sir, and we're glad to have you with us this evening. All right, Donald Dowd.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
I wonder if this lady could tell me for $12, how would a woman, a civilian, and a soldier salute the flag when it is passing in a parade?
A woman, a soldier, and a what?
And a civilian.
A woman would just stand and salute the flag with her hand.
And just how would she salute the flag, please? Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know.
Well, you see, I'm sorry, too. You see, a woman places the right hand over the heart.
Oh.
A man removes his hat with the right hand and holds it over his heart, and a soldier gives the hand salute. But to that lady, two tickets to next week's production and a box of chocolate Milky Ways. Gene Rouse, please.
Yes, Doctor, I have a gentleman here.
$5 for this one, sir. 5 seconds. What was the name of the person who took a lighted lantern and made a diligent search for an honest man?
Aladdin?
That's all right, sir. It was Diogenes. I'm sorry. Give the gentleman a box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Len Brandt on my left downstairs.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
$6 for this one, please. Now, how would you correctly pronounce N-A-P-H-T-H-A?
Naphtha.
How's that?
Naphtha.
Well, spell it like you'd pronounce it now for me.
N-A-F-T-H-A.
Naphtha is right. That's, well, I'll tell you. I'll make that $5 for Naphtha. You already have $5 now. Now, I've spelled it for you correctly. You spell it for me for another $3. Correctly. You pronounced it correctly. Spell it correctly.
N-A-P-H-T-H-A.
Give that lady $8. Here we go.
Can I have your name and address, please?
Mrs. E.W. Mitchell, 1220 North State Parkway.
Thank you and congratulations. All right, Norm Barry.
Yes, Doctor. I have a gentleman here.
Well, here again is that individual portion of our Dr. IQ broadcast, The Thought Twister. Tonight, I'm going to say this sentence twice, but mind you, you must repeat it exactly as I say it if you wish to receive this $25. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Now, wait till I repeat it twice. Here we go. Did that phone ring? Asked Ted of Bing. No, the phone is dead, Ted, to him said Bing. Number 2. Did that phone ring? Asked Ted of Bing. No, the phone is dead, Ted, to him said Bing.
If that phone ring, said Bing. Oh, I missed.
I'm sorry, you want to make another start at it?
I'm sorry, I missed.
All right, it was, did that phone ring? Asked Ted of Bing. No, the phone is dead, Ted, to him said Bing. However, give that gentleman a box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Bob Brown, please.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
$7 for this one. If Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island and Jim Hawkins was the hero, then who in the book told the tale? Shall I repeat it?
Stevenson?
If Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island and Jim Hawkins was the hero, then who in the book told the tale?
Jim Hawkins.
Jim Hawkins is worth $7 to you, madam.
Congratulations, Ed. Your name and address, please.
Florence Brownwing, 201 West Fargo.
Thank you very much. Now we come to the right and wrong portion of our program, in which those here in the theater will mark yes or no on their tally cards in answer to the right and wrong statement sent in by the radio audience. We are happy to announce that last week here in the Chicago Theater, one person marked his tally card correctly. And as our mastermind award was $200, he will receive a check in this amount. This winner was Mr. Donald B. Sherwood, 457 Belmont Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Congratulations. You may indeed be proud, sir, of the fact that out of the thousands here in the theater, you were the only one who marked your tally card correctly. Our mastermind award tonight is again $100. In the event there are no winners in the theater tonight, our next week's award will be $200. Now, we know you in the radio audience are interested in hearing the correct answers to our 12 statements last week in order that you may check your own IQ. Here are last week's answers. Number 1, a howitzer is a gun and not a sudden hurricane at sea. Number 2, a leatherback is a sea turtle and not a United States Marine. Number 3, haricot is a meat and vegetable stew. It really is. Number 4, the shaddock is a citrus fruit and not a fish. Number 5, a Portuguese man of war is a fish and not a South American bird. Number 6, a mnemonic device is a device designed to aid the memory. Number 7, the gridiron is a contrivance used when repairing the hulls of ships. Number 8, an aneroid barometer is not used to measure the humidity of the air as it is used to measure the air pressure. Number 9, we pledge our fortunes and our sacred honor is part of the last line of the Declaration of Independence and not the oath taken by the Three Musketeers. Number 10, Hollywood, California does not have 7 different railway terminals. Number 11, the Elver is a young eel and not a carpenter's tool. Number 12, passenger pigeons are not used by the United States Signal Corps. In fact, they are now extinct. Now, since you in the radio audience do not have an opportunity to win by answering the right and wrong questions, allow me to present Alan Anthony, who will tell you how you can win $50 to $150. Here is how you radio listeners may win the $50 to $150 by furnishing the right and wrong statements to be used here in the theater next Monday night. The judges each week select 3 sets of 4 statements each and award $50 for each 4 statements they select. Consequently, if 2 of your sets are selected, you win $100. And if 3 sets are selected, you win $150. Now, if you would like to participate, here are the rules. First, send in on 1 sheet of paper 4 statements which can be answered yes or no. Accompany each statement with the answer. Second, put exactly 4 statements on the page, no more, no less, as the statements will only be selected in sets of 4. Third, accompany each set with a printed Milky Way wrapper and send them to Dr. IQ, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you may send in as many entries as you wish, as long as you accompany each entry with a Milky Way wrapper. All entries must be postmarked not later than Thursday midnight, July 20th, to be used next Monday night. All entries become the property of Mars Incorporated, and the decision of the judges will be final. This contest is open to everyone, except employees of Mars Incorporated and their advertising agency. The winners will be announced next Monday night, and your checks will be mailed by that time. And now, Dr. IQ. The 3 sets selected for tonight by the judges were submitted by J.D. McNair, Wernsboro, Georgia, Helen Stone, 1837 Greenleaf Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, Mrs. Carmen de Blasio, 971 Broadway, West Somerville, Massachusetts. Congratulations. Your checks in the amount of $50 each have been mailed to you by the makers of Milky Way. And here are the 12 right and wrong statements chosen for tonight. I shall repeat each statement. Number 1. An average standard bushel of corn weighs 62 pounds in all states. An average standard bushel of corn weighs 62 pounds in all states. Number 2. The United States has issued $50 gold pieces. The United States has issued $50 gold pieces. Number 3. A township usually has 60 square miles. A township usually has 60 square miles. Number 4, helium is found only in the United States and Canada. Helium is found only in the United States and Canada. Number 5, Puerto Rico is ruled by a governor appointed by the president. Puerto Rico is ruled by a governor appointed by the president. Number 6, the Jay Treaty ended the War of 1812. The capital J-A-Y, Jay Treaty, ended the War of 1812. Number 7, Oberramagu is in Peru. Oberramagu, capital O-B-E-R-A-M-M-E-R-G-A-U, Oberramagu is in Peru. Number 8, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is under the Secretary of War. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is under the Secretary of War. Number 9, the seeds of the opium poppy are poisonous. The seeds of the opium poppy are poisonous. Number 10, the Cuban trocha, T-R-O-C-H-A, is a weapon of highly tempered steel. The Cuban trocha is a weapon of highly tempered steel. Number 11, at the present time, 2 republics have presidents who were born in the United States. At the present time, 2 republics have presidents who were born in the United States. Number 12, at the beginning of the war between the states, no Union officer held the rank of general. at the beginning of the war between the states, no Union officer held the rank of general. Now, ladies and gentlemen, kindly pass your tally cards toward the center aisles in order that we may get on with the regular portion of our program as rapidly as possible. Just another reminder to you radio listeners. Send in your sets of four statements each before Thursday midnight, accompanied with a chocolate Milky Way wrapper, addressed to Dr. IQ, Chicago, Illinois. Now, Donald Dowd, please, on my right downstairs.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
$7, sir, for one correct answer to this two-part question. And $17 if you get both correctly. Number one, what is a baby elephant called?
Don't know that one, Doctor.
All right, here you still have a chance at $7. What is a baby camel called?
Imagine it's called a camel.
I'm very sorry, sir. A baby elephant's called a calf. A baby camel is called a foal or a colt. Give the gentleman a box of chocolate Milky Ways and two tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater, Daughters Courageous. Gene Rouse in the center aisle.
Yes, Doctor, I have a lady here.
$7 for this one, please, ma'am. Just what is a stereoscope used for? A stereoscope. Just what is it used for?
Well, I think it's to listen to the heart, or...
I'm sorry. I believe you're thinking of a stethoscope. You see, a stereoscope is an optical instrument which blends two pictures into one image. In the years gone by, don't you remember? Many parlors used to have one. Remember now? Give the lady a box of chocolate Milky Ways and two tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Len Brandt, please.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
$24 for this one, sir. The name of the royal family of England was changed by proclamation in 1917 to Windsor. Now, what was the name before the change, sir? 10 seconds. I'm sorry, sir. It was Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Give the gentleman a box of chocolate Milky Ways and two tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Norm Barry.
Yes, Doctor. I have a young lady here.
$11 for this one, and it's of current interest. I wonder if she could tell me who is the secretary of the Communist Party in Russia.
Stalin.
$11 to that young lady.
Congratulations.
Ruth Gustafson, 4440 Drexel.
Thank you. That's quite interesting. Many people think of him as the president. All right, Bob Brown.
I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
$13 for this one, sir, in 10 seconds. If you were to climb, to reach the top of Mount Blanc, you would be on top of the highest peak of what mountain range?
The Sierra.
I'm sorry, sir. It would be the Alps. Give the gentleman two tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater and a box of chocolate Milky Ways. All right, Donald Dowd.
Yes, Doctor. I have a lady here, sir.
$9 for this. I'll make it $11. Just for the fun of it, if you can tell me what the S in Ulysses S. Grant stands for. Ten seconds, please. I'm sorry, it would be Simpson. His full name was Ulysses Simpson Grant. Give the lady a box of chocolate Milky Ways and two tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. All right, Gene Rouse.
Yes, Doctor. I have a gentleman here.
I wonder if this gentleman could tell me for $11 the difference between a tangerine and a nectarine. No coaching now. Go right ahead, sir. A tangerine and a nectarine, $11.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Well, a tangerine's a small orange with an easily detached rind. In other words, it's from the citrus family. And a nectarine is a smooth-skinned variety of the peach. However, two tickets to that gentleman and a box of chocolate Milky Way. Len Brandt.
I have a lady here, Doctor.
One of this lady could tell me for $7 of all the territories or states of the United States, which is the largest? No coaching, please. 5 seconds. The largest of our territories
Texas.
Or states. What's that?
Texas.
I'm sorry, it would be Alaska. 586,400 square miles, including the Aleutian Islands, more than twice the size of Texas. A box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production to the lady. Norm Barry, please.
Yes, doctor. I have a gentleman here.
$24 for this one, sir. What were the first two names of General Goethals, the man who directed the construction of the Panama Canal? The first two names.
George. I don't know the second.
Go ahead now, try. You have the first name.
Nah, I don't know that.
What would you say the initial was?
A.
I'm sorry, I was going to pay you if you had that initial right there. It was George Washington, sir. Give the gentleman a box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater. Bob Brown.
I have a lady here, doctor.
I wonder if this lady could tell me for $9. Sofia, S-O-F-I-A, or Sofia, is the capital of what country?
Sorry, I don't know.
It would be Bulgaria. A box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production to the lady. Donald Dowd, please.
I have a gentleman here, doctor.
I wonder if this gentleman could tell me for $11 if candlelight is the light from a candle, then just what kind of light is cannel, C-A-N-N-E-L, light?
Well, I don't know that one.
I'm sorry, sir. It'd be the light from cannel coal, a coal of fine texture making a very bright flame. You've probably used it from time to time. A box of chocolate Milky Ways and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Chicago Theater to that gentleman. All right, Gene Rouse.
Yes, doctor. I have a lady here.
$23 to this lady. If you saw a United States Army man with an insignia of a caduceus, C-A-D-U-C-E-U-S, to what branch of the Army would you know he belonged?
Medical.
$23 to that lady.
Thank you very much. Could we have your name and address, please?
Jane Spotswood, Rockford, Illinois.
Thank you and congratulations. All right, Lynn Ratt.
I have a gentleman here, doctor.
Now, sir, for $7, if a baseball pitcher can pitch almost as well left-handed as he can right-handed, would you call him ambidextrous?
I certainly would.
Well, I don't believe I would. You see, ambidextrous means he must absolutely have equal skill with both hands. Not almost as good. However, 2 tickets to that gentleman and next week's production, Daughters Courageous, here at the Chicago Theater, and a box of chocolate Milky Ways. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for my part, I wish to sincerely thank you. And on behalf of our sponsor, Mars Incorporated, I present Alan C. Anthony.
We bring to a close another half hour with Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. Remember to mail your 3 sets of right and wrong statements to Dr. IQ before midnight Thursday in order to be eligible for the awards of from $50 to $150 to be given next Monday night. Just address Dr. IQ, Chicago, Illinois. In the meantime, treat your family to the pleasure of having a box of Milky Ways on hand in the refrigerator. A box of Milky Ways doesn't cost very much, and the whole family will find it surprisingly convenient and enjoyable to always have Milky Ways on hand. You know, one pleasant thing about this good candy is that Milky Ways are as wholesome and nourishing as they are enjoyable. And so often throughout the day, you will be surprised to find how quickly a Milky Way that has just been chilled in the refrigerator will refresh you physically and revive your spirits pleasantly. With each bite, the cold, crisp milk chocolate coating, the layer of creamy caramel, and the chilled center of chocolate nougat, flavored with real malted milk, blend into that delightful taste you will find only in a Milky Way. Just taste it. That's all we ask. The Dr. IQ program, sponsored by Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way, will be heard again next Monday from the stage of the Chicago Theater in Chicago at the same time and over these same stations through the National Broadcasting Company.